Hello everyone and welcome. This is the next video on my request list, which is how the life path, the biggest master energy, the life path master 33-6 is helped or hindered by the expression number in the single 3. Now, before I begin, you'll notice that my picture isn't at the bottom of the screen because my camera is playing sillies with me this morning and I can't get it to work. So I thought instead of delaying my video, I would still do my video, but you just can't see me today. But you know, that's no biggie because it's all about the information and it's all about the slides in front of you. So I hope you don't mind this particular video, whoever you are, Master 33-6 with your expression number 3. It's just about my voice today and not about my picture. So life path master 33-6, boy, that's a difficult path to have. It's the biggest master energy. It's a huge intake of energy that you get every day, which could lead to all kinds of issues when it comes to nervous tension and having, you know, anxiety and being unable to relax. A lot of master 33-6s have that in their life, especially if they're not indulging in spiritual practice on a daily basis. But you have an expression number 3, which is going to help you in terms of creativity and confidence on the stage, but it will be less helpful to you when it comes to spiritual practice, to hold back that anxiety and service to others, because the 3 is more about their talent is all about their own creativity, which is absolutely fine as well. We need a mix of altruistic giving numbers with an equal mix of numbers that focus on themselves. Otherwise, nobody would look after themselves. Everybody would just try and look after everybody else, and you know, which is great, but what a shambles that would become. So this video today is how the big life path, the master 33-6, is supported and sometimes hindered a little by their expression number 3. Now, when you're a life path 33-6, you're an old soul. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You're never given the choice of having a life path, a master life path as your purpose for this life, unless you are an older soul. So when you're a 33-6, you've got a big job to do for the world. You're an old soul with a task of double creative emotional self-expression, using your spirituality, your enhanced perception, your intuition and positivity to help you heal and inspire and teach and entertain social groups, audiences and the world. The 33-6 is a master communicator, and that's what they're here to be, a master communicator. And as you know, there are many ways to communicate, whether through words, through song, through the written word. And I must say, many 33-6s are performers or singers or actors and actresses, writers, you know, anyone that expresses their creativity to an audience is running along those lines of the master 33-6. But it's a big job. It's not just about inspiring and entertaining the people around you. This is a master communicator role, and it's about inspiring and raising the vibration of the world and not just the people around you. So you're here to inspire and teach and entertain the world, but also maintain your vision of the ideal world, because 33-6 is a service driven number, and they want to make the world a better place on a big level, and they can use their communication to do that. So 33-6s have their vision of an ideal world, but they must understand and accept reality and not judge themselves or others from these idealistic standards that none of us have got to yet anyway. 33-6s have got to understand that the world is as it should be at the moment for its continued evolution. As you know, a utopia would teach us nothing and would have no need to change and evolve. So what would be the point if we were already perfect? I don't even believe perfect exists. It's like a perception. And anyway, I don't want to go into a diatribe of what I think perception is, but that's your master 33-6. 6. It's the biggest job in numerology. It's very high energy. You'll get blasted with high energy every day, which can cause everything from high anxiety to nervous tension and all kinds of issues. And sometimes Master 33 6s go through a bit more difficult life, like 22s and 11s, and they can struggle sometimes emotionally to deal with that. So it can be quite a difficult life path to be a Master 33 6, but you've only got that. You've only been allowed to choose that because you're an old soul, okay? You're an expression number 3 though, so you've got that 3 nailed. You're a talented at verbal expression, positive, authentic emotion and creativity. You're already a talented performer and creative artist in whatever way you would like to express that. You're a confident, emotional, creative performer, speaker, creative artist, happy in front of an audience, enjoying the limelight. You're interdependent, dynamic, a very courageous doer, and you got this already. You know, you're an executor of ideas in the real world, while also listening to guidance from the outside world, taking responsibility for all your actions, being a skilled networker, opportunistic, talkative, fun to be around, pretty much a social genius, someone that gets on with everyone. And when you have a path of communication, it's good that you've already got the talent that people like you. However, when it comes to other little things like nurturing others and managing your own spirituality, you might have a few other little glitches that you might need to look at here as we start to break down the Master 33-6. Now, this is going to be quite a long video because, as you know, the Master energies have doubled the jobs to do of the single energies. And again, it's because you're an old soul and you've just got to deal with it. You chose it anyway. Anyway, moving on. So you're a life path Master 33-6. So you're an old soul here to spiritually channel, communicate and manifest ideas to raise the world's vibration, to be a master communicator in whatever creative pursuit that you decide to use. And it's going to be something that you're passionately interested in, something that you love, because you're here, as I said, to be a master communicator, teacher, entertainer, inspirer, and emotionally nurture and heal others in the world, close and far, in a big way, raising your vibration with your emotional, verbal and creative nurture. But you've also got to learn to handle the energy of this big responsibility. You have huge amounts of energy raining down from source on you daily, and you've got to be able to use spiritual practice, most importantly, to deal with the intensity of this energy. And you've also got to learn to be responsible to your audience and the people around you, and make sure that as a service number that you have boundaries and you don't do too much for other people. But your talent in the 3 energy already makes you a communicator, expressing yourself verbally, emotionally and creatively. You're an entertainer already, a teacher, a speaker and a creative artist with your words, hands or body. Whatever creative pursuit that you enjoy, that should be the one that you push forward. Whatever you're passionate at, whatever you can use to help you to serve the world in some way by entertaining and inspiring and teaching the world around you and the world basically as a whole. Remember, this is a big life path. You may struggle to calm yourself at times as an energetic, talented 3 and focus all that master energy that hits you into productive action, because, you know, the amount of energy that hits a master energy daily can be overwhelming. Imagine sitting under a waterfall and trying to go about your daily business with torrents of water hitting you and choking you all the time. This can be what a master energy goes through daily, and sometimes even before they get out of bed. So spiritual development, visualization, breathing techniques and meditation are vital to help a Master 33-6 to focus their energy, especially when they have an expression number 3 who also has a strong energy to bring as well. So it's like you're a huge huge portion of your core is the three energy, and the three energy is very high level, very dynamic, and very darn right exhausting. So you might struggle to calm yourself, to focus your master energy into any productive direction. You may struggle with anxiety and nervous tension that, you know, sometimes if you're not using spiritual practice, you can medicate with unhealthy substances instead of actually using the spiritual practice to help you calm yourself down and help you get involved and do the things you need to do in any particular day. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by most importantly engaging in spiritual practice and visualization, breathing and calming techniques to help you, first of all, focus your master energy and also help you focus your expression number three energy, which is also very dynamic, spontaneous and all over the shop. So that calm, that focus is vital for you as a Master 33-6 and an Expression 3, because you have an immense energy and very changeable emotions, and you've got to put that and filter that into the communication of your creative ideas and not into negative expression or, you know, sometimes negative emotion and, you know, at your worst, sometimes abuse of substances to help you keep calm. So it's all about being a communicator, but expressing yourself emotionally, verbally, expressing your energy to your audience in a positive and healing, master communicatory kind of way. Because you're here to learn to not only express yourself creatively, but verbally to inspire, inform and delight. And many threes and double threes can have significant problems with their verbal, being able to verbalize what they want to say, chronic shyness, maybe speech delay, a stutter, language barriers sometimes, or sometimes it's about struggling to find the right words, thinking that you don't have the vocabulary within you to answer a question. Sometimes threes and double threes find it just difficult to find those right words. And that would be really, really prevalent for you as a Master 33-6. But you are helped with the fact that you have talent in the three, so that your expression number three provides you with excellent verbal skill to help support any difficulties you may have had in your early life as a 33-6, or maybe still now. But your verbal skill is within you. It's a talent within you. You can already captivate others when you speak to any group or audience. The only thing that can stop you is low confidence and self-doubt. And it can stop you if you allow that to happen. But that's something that it's important that you don't allow to happen. Because remember, you're here with a big responsibility. And you don't want to, you know, forego your opportunity to do great things in the world as a Master 33-6. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by using your verbal skill to help you communicate your inspiring and nurturing message as the master communicator that you're here to be. But it's not just verbal, you've got to be creative as well. There's lots to do and lots more slides to show you. You're here to learn to express yourself creatively, to inspire and form and delight a world audience. But of course, because you're here to do that, you may struggle to do that. You may procrastinate, struggle to finish creative products due to lack of self-belief, due to self-doubt, thinking, oh, it's not good enough, and if I never finish it, I can't fail. Or from just lack of focus, inability to stay focused on any one thing for any length of time. But your talent in the three energy means that you can creatively express yourself to nurture. It's already a talent that you already have. You can already inspire and entertain and inform any audience, because that's the innate talent that you already have. You have intense creativity, energy, and you know it can be used in the 33-6 to help you change the world in some way. You've got to learn though to work more consistently so that you can progress, move forward consistently enough for you to make progress, because both the 33-6 and the expression 3 They can be quite dynamic, changeable, passionate, emotionally changeable, and they can be a bit inconsistent in their work. So you're going to need to make sure you're working consistently enough to progress and move forward. So support your life path, Master 336, by expressing yourself creatively to inform and inspire and delight your audience in whatever creative passion you decide to use in order to do that. You've got to learn to be dynamic, take risks, be confident and enjoy the limelight and attention of an audience. But of course, you're here to do that. You can be shy, underconfident and feel totally unable to take risks. And, you know, even the energy could be causing you enough nervous tension and anxiety. And when you add to it shyness or underconfidence or feel unable to take any risks at all, it can completely shut you down and stop you from acting at all, even in your everyday life, let alone taking any risks or being dynamic. But that's what you're here to do as a Master 33. But your talent in the three gives you the ability to do that. You know, you're quite talented at being the center of attention, being dynamic, taking risks, enjoying your audience. You have intense dynamism naturally and natural risk-taking ability. In fact, sometimes threes can get to a point where they can take dangerous risks to satisfy fleeting emotional hedonistic desires of the moment. And this can be in anything, whether it be extreme sports or, you know, taking things they shouldn't to feel good or eating too much, whatever that may be. So support your life path, Master 336, by taking only intuitive risks, risks that you know that if they come good, they're going to bring you something good, not risks that are just fleeting and can cause you damage, intuitive risks that help you move forward as a master communicator and help you to enjoy the attention and limelight of an audience, you know, without having to be too dangerous or use substances to help you get through that. You're here to be an intuitive risk taker because, as you know, we never get anywhere in life unless we take some risks to move forward. You know, chance is something that we've all got to be able to cope with in life, especially a Master 336. So you need to develop as an entrepreneur too. You've got the life path 33 is entrepreneurial and the expression 3 is entrepreneurial, and you need to develop as a bit of an entrepreneur, able to promote, dealing business, network and make money creatively. But you're talented in the 3 energy, so you've already got a natural entrepreneurial ability. You can network, you can already promote, and you can already creatively make money in whatever passion that you decide to use. So you can use this to support your Master 336 by being that entrepreneurial, creative, unique communicator that can make money creatively as a world-changing entrepreneur. Most importantly though, and you'll find this is very prevalent in your life as a Master 336 and an Expression 3, is you've got to learn to be able to express your emotions positively. You can be extremely sensitive to criticism and a sponge for other people's emotions. Many 336s are emotional empaths and need to learn how to protect themselves from the intense emotions of others, but not only that, from their own emotional intensity as well, because 33s especially can be extremely sensitive, a sponge to other people's emotions, and can have swinging negative emotional disruption in their life that they will sometimes use substances to try and control rather than trying to understand their emotions and get through them in a positive way. So it's about learning to understand your emotions so that you can express them in a more positive manner, not holding them back, not expressing emotions inauthentically, but expressing authentic emotion and not holding it in, but doing it in a positive and more healthy manner. And sometimes a very inspiring and creative manner. But your talent in the three energy provides you with excellent ability to read the emotions of a room and control your own emotions, and in a way that you express them positively. And you know, you're able not only to express your own emotions as a talented three, but read and change the emotions of others through your inspiration, your teaching, or your entertainment of others as a master communicator. Support your life path, Master 336, by listening to your intuition more, which is really important because you can be a bit focused on your emotions and ignore your intuition if you're not careful. Because emotions can drown out that voice within if you let it. But put more focus into your emotions. Understand your emotional reactions and try and understand what makes you react in a certain way. And how can you feel different? How can you feel better? And how can you express those emotions a little more positive? And a more intuitive focus will help you to express those emotions more positively too. And that's an important part of you when you have these two numbers as your most important core numbers. You're also here to develop the habit of acting, being a doer and an executor of ideas, not just somebody who thinks about it, dreams about it, but does nothing. Because, you know, when you're feeling low as an emotional 336, you can struggle with apathy and laziness and lack of focus and direction big time. But you're a talented three. That means you are actually a natural doer, a natural practical actor and executor. You act on, express and expand your ideas in the world. You can already do that. It's a natural talent. But you have an added propensity to be unfocused and work inconsistently. And if you bring in the intensity of your master energy that you're not managing, this can add to your inability to focus and get anything done in any productive kind of way. So support your life path, Master 336, by realizing that you have a big responsibility in this lifetime to inspire, inform and delight and nurture not just the people around you, your social group, your audience, but the world, your world audience. This isn't going to be easy, but you've got to learn to be able to focus and act consistently. And remember, visualization and spiritual practice are part of that process. You're here to learn to be a social dynamo, to be talkative, the life of the party and the bringer of fun and positivity. You need to learn to be a networker, communicating an emotional message. And of course, because you're here to be a social genius, many double 336s come to this lifetime as someone that really struggles with social. They can be quiet and struggle to speak and feel that they have nothing important to say, or feel too in themselves to be able to say what they need to say to others. And it can be very constricting for a Master 336, and they can end up mute or close to mute, and they just don't express themselves in a social manner to others, and they may even avoid social situations. However, you're a talented three. You're talented at being the social life of the party, the networker, the communicator. You enjoy being the centre of attention in any room. So any difficulties the 336 may have socially are helped by your expression number three, because it gives you that added talent so that you are able, you have the ability already within you to be a natural networker and socialiser. So support your life path, Master 336, by using this ability, network, socialize, and emotionally expand your creative message to your world audience. You've also got to be independent and interdependent, and you've got to be independent. God, I can't even speak. You've got to be independent before you can be interdependent. The three energy, though, likes to be looked after, and sometimes threes can be prone to avoiding work or anything needing routine, commitment or anything where sometimes the same thing happens every day. Threes like to be changeable and dynamic, and sometimes the everyday drudgery can be a bit difficult for a three, and they prefer to focus on their own creative stuff and have somebody else look after their practical basic needs, which can make a Master 33 6 a little too dependent on others and in their own heads, and certainly not able to be independent or interdependent or helpful to other people, which is something they need to develop. But your talent in the three energy means that you have a good ability to fight this potential to be dependent. You're more interdependent when you're a talented three. You may find it difficult to develop the commitment and routine and consistent work ethic necessary for progression and independence, though. But you will have a talent that supersedes or at least dilutes your tendency in the 33-6 to be dependent. The three is all about doing more, acting more, and being a bit more independent or interdependent. However, they want to do it in their own creative way. So commitment, routine, work ethic, and consistent work is going to be something that they will struggle with, because, you know, threes like to and are good at working on their own steam in their own time, whether it late at night, early in the morning. And, you know, they just don't work to a routine. Let's just put it that way. And that can cause some difficulties, especially when it comes to this lovely world that expects the drudgery of routine from us all. So, you know, entrepreneurialness is very important for this energy, because holding down a job and a routine and doing the same thing every day is not something that the 33-6 or the expression 3 likes very much, and they won't respond very well to it. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by learning to commit to complete the work necessary in order to gain the independence, thus the interdependence you need. Because, you know, you've got a big responsibility that you chose to do in this world because of your old soul status. And if you want to get that commitment even slightly achieved, there's going to need to be some commitment that takes place that helps you do that, so that you can become more interdependent. And, well, first independent and then more interdependent. Because remember, you know, you're not just an expression three who likes to work under their own steam. You're also a Master 33-6, a service number here to improve the world in some way as a master communicator. You're also here to be opportunistic, to network, to make useful connections, to be socially confident, snap up opportunities, to spread the word, progress ideas, and, you know, progress projects. But because you're here to do that, you're going to be extremely shy. You may even, as I've said, avoid social contact at all costs. But your talent in the three energy means that you are naturally opportunistic anyway. You make useful connections to effectively communicate and inspire your audience already. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by being and using your ability to be more confident and opportunistic, but also using your intuition, so you know when what opportunities to take on, what opportunities maybe are best left for now, to help you to cherry pick the best connections for the best expression and the best creative manifestation. You've got to learn to be responsible, threes. They can be very dynamic and changeable, and sometimes they need to make sure that they're not doing irresponsible things in the heat of the moment. So Master 33-6s have got the energy of that double three. So they have double the need to be responsible, listen to guidance, and not act too spontaneously to the point where they become irresponsible. They've got to learn to think before they act and take full responsibility when they do act, to put it right, or, you know, make the situation, whatever they've created, better. But you have some help in your talent in the three energy. It means that you already have elements of responsibility and thought within you. You listen to guidance already as a talented three, and you listen to others, and you think think before you act. So there's elements to help your intense dynamism to act and get yourself into trouble. You have a talented three energy that helps you to maybe stop and think before you act. But sometimes that three energy will be overpowered and you won't always do that. So extra care needs to be taken there, because it's a single three talent fighting a double three propensity. So taking responsibility and thinking before you act is vital. And you've got this, you just need to put extra effort to make sure that happens. And support your life path 33-6 by listening to guidance, taking responsibility before you act, and taking responsibility after you act. That's really, really important. You're a visionary of the ideal in 33-6 and a dreamer of the utopian world, because as a 33-6, you're here to bring change. You're here to change the world in some way, nurture the world, communicate in a way that raises its vibration. And it brings with it, the 33-6, a very humanitarian and a desire to improve the world for others. So they're visionaries of the ideals and of the ideal, and a dreamer of the utopian world where everyone's looked after. And you just want, as a service-driven 33-6, you're here to create a better world with what you do, with your master communication, with your ideas. But, you know, you may be judgmental of yourself because you can be too idealistic and too perfectionistic. Other people, you can judge other people. And sometimes you can even judge and be disappointed with the world for not meeting your unreachable ideals, causing you disappointment, upset, and sometimes even nefarious and counterintuitive action, because you're so disappointed not only with yourself but often with the people and the world around you for not doing what you think they should in a perfect world. But as you know, this world is not perfect and it's not meant to be. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a very good learning stage for us. We've got to experience all the negativity in the world so that we can learn from it and evolve our souls. I mean, a utopia, what would that teach us? It would teach us nothing. We're working towards perfection. We're not there yet, unfortunately. Your talent in the three energy provides you with a more realistic energy as well, though. It helps you to manage those ideals a little bit, which could serve to help you reconcile your idealistic dreams with reality. And sometimes it might block your utopian vision entirely. Hopefully, really what it should do is just help you to see the reality in the situation, so that you still have that utopian ideal, but you don't put unrealistic expectations to it. But what you've got to make sure you don't do is allow the intensity of your expression three to block your utopian vision entirely, because you're too outwardly focused and unfocused on anything. You have the potential to totally block your utopian vision by being too led by your moment-to-moment emotions and your dynamic, spontaneous doer energy. And you tend to express outward rather than spend too much time thinking about what you think life should be. So support your life path master 33-6 by ensuring that your utopian vision of a better world is clear and intact, but always advised and balanced with reality. You've got to be an idealist, but a pragmatic idealist. Keep that dream there to help propel you towards mastery and perfection, but understand that none of us have perfection and it might not even be achievable anyway. But why not go for it? That's what we're all here to do. But what you don't want to do is judge yourself or others for not being perfect. There's a reason. None of us are perfect yet. You're here to not use your ideals as a benchmark for your own inner happiness. Many 33-6s and life path 6s actually are very disappointed and upset with not only themselves but others and the world around them. They despair at the state of the world and how some people might not have what they need to survive. You judge yourself and you judge others for not hitting the utopian perfection, and this can actually cause a 33-6 and a life path 6 on its own real disappointment and upset and depression and judgmental of everyone and themselves. But your talent in the three energy means that you're emotionally positive, balanced and realistic, to the point where sometimes you'll put your positive emotions and hide away from anything that is negative. You're skillful at understanding your emotions and changing them for the better. And it will be good at, you know, helping you mask the disappointment and the negativity of the disappointment. But what's important is that you don't just mask your disappointment with positive energy like the three might do. They might just laugh about it instead of dealing with it. The important thing is that they still deal with it on an emotional level and understand that perfection is something that none of us have yet. We're all works in progress. Perfectly imperfect works in progress. So support your Life Path Master 336 by ensuring that you do not rely on the achievement of your ideals for your emotional happiness. It's a lifelong journey, and it's a journey that not one of us has achieved yet, otherwise we wouldn't be here on this earth. Use your ideals as something to look towards in order to be better, but it's not something that your happiness should hang on, because that will cause you great disappointment and emotional distress in life. You've got to reconcile those ideals with reality and realize that that's what you're here on earth to do, to attain more perfection by evolving your soul and accepting things the way they are and learning from the way things are. You're here to learn to reconcile your ideals with practical reality. You've got to accept that the universe or source energy is everything, existing in perfect balance to help humanity and anyone that comes to this earth, man, beast or animal, to fully experience the world. To fully experience love, you've got to have experienced or understand the intensity of hate. Otherwise, how can you really appreciate the wonder and the intensity of love? So your talent in the three energy brings some balance to your idealism, as I've already said, because threes are good at learning by practical expression and experience. So support your Life Path Master 336 by understanding that source consciousness must learn of itself via practical experience on earth or on another plane of existence. You know, there's more experiential places to learn than the earth. So you've got to do it and experience it in order to learn it, because theory and learning, that's only half of it. You've got to do it, feel it and experience it so that you can understand, learn and develop your soul. So for you to be a master communicator, you need those that are ignorant. To be a healer, you need those that are ill. Perfection is a journey of experience and learning, and there's no point being a master communicator if everyone already knows, if everyone's already perfect. There's no point in being a healer and an improver of the world if the world's already perfect. You know, the imperfect world is your job for this lifetime as a master 336. It's certainly not something that should be bringing you down or causing you disappointment, because your perfectionism can push you too hard. It can make you a bit of an overachiever. And it's due to that self-judgment, you know, keep checking and checking again. And you're never meeting sometimes your own standards. And you've got to learn to see the big picture and not get stuck in the petty perfectionistic detail that you can sometimes get stuck in, which causes you not to finish creative projects. It causes you to delay the finishing of creative products, because your self-judgment is so high that you haven't passed your own, it hasn't passed your own standards. And then you could get stuck in one place and stuck in the petty detail of what you won't allow through your perfectionistic fingers. And this obsession with imperfections can help you, well, it will ruin and help you miss your successes rather than, you know, understand your successes and realize that you're actually progressing and getting better. Your talent in the three energy means that you're creative, expressive and scattered rather than detailed. So this can help you. Most of the time you're scattered nature, you know, it can help you to be creative and all that, but sometimes your scattered nature can be an issue. But here it could water down your tendency to be too over-focused and stuck in the petty detail. You know, the talented three is more scattered and more big picture. And this, in a way, this talent can help you not get so embroiled and so obsessively stuck in the detail of whatever it is you're doing that the 33-6 can sometimes have a propensity to do. The three can be a bit helpful there. It brings in a bit of airy-fairy, a bit of a scattered way about them. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by keeping your creative big picture in mind and not allowing yourself to get stuck and obsessive in the detail. You've got to muse on your successes as much as you muse and learn from your any detail issues or any difficulties or perceived mistakes that you may be dealing with. You've also got to learn to be a nurturer, compassionate, caring and giving. You're a service number here to raise the vibration of mankind, the world. And you've got to care and be giving, especially to those that are vulnerable, those that are struggling the most within your close relationships, community and the wider world. Again, big responsibility. A big responsibility to use your master communicator, nurturing creative ways to help you nurture a wide audience and be compassionate and caring. And make the world a better place. Because when low, you know, you can be the opposite to that. You can actually be at your worst, quite neglectful of other people and yourself. And it's important that you learn to be more of a nurturer, more compassionate, more caring, more giving, more service orientated. Now, your talent in the three energy is really very much about their own personal creativity. They focus on their own creativity first, because when they express their own creativity, threes then nurture others with their creativity. So it's kind of indirect. Threes inspire, heal and delight others as an audience speaker or creative artist or with their social ability and emotional expression. But the three needs to work on their own creativity first in order to create that situation that they can then nurture others. So this is going to make it difficult at times for the three to walk their path of nurture and compassion, because their talent pushes them towards their own creative pursuits, which granted will eventually help the world in many ways and inspire their audience. They have to, as a talented three, look after themselves first, and that can sometimes make their nurturing of others directly more difficult for a three. But remember, you're a 33-6. You're here to nurture people more directly. Yes, you're here to nurture people as a three. You're a double 3-6. But remember, you're here, and that's not the only nurture you're here for. The three is not here to just inspire, inform and delight their audience. You're a master 33-6. You're here to nurture the world and look after people with your three energy, which can be a little bit more difficult, especially when you're developing your creativity as a talented three. You're here to develop boundaries to ensure your mental and physical health, because you're a service number and it can push you to do too much for others and make you feel like you've done too much, make you feel undervalued, unappreciated and sometimes even resentful and ill with exhaustion. However, the three can help you here, because as I said, the three focuses on themselves and their own creativity first, so that they can indirectly help others with whatever their creative expression is. So you're more focused on your own creative expression, especially at first, rather than just supporting others directly. Your self-focus will help create those natural boundaries. Just make sure that they don't make you look after yourself too much. Remember, you are here to help others, but within limits and within boundaries. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by balancing the time you need and the time you spend nurturing others emotionally with your own self-nurture. Because remember, your life path now is a more direct form of nurture than your talent would allow. So it's a bit more, adding more compassion and nurture and time towards others is important, but also making sure that you're nurturing your own creativity, because that's what you're going to use to nurture the world. So balance between the two there is important. Also, as I've said before, there's double the need here. There's double the need here to develop your social skills. There is in the double three and there is in the six. To be a team player, work through low self-esteem to be more talkative, more engaging and fun-loving and relaxed around others' social groups and the team around you. Your talent in the three energy provides you with confident social skills. You're positive, fun-loving and talkative around others already. You've got that as a natural talent. You can work in a team, but sometimes threes can be very fun-loving and full of camaraderie, and sometimes their threeness can be too fun-loving and often disruptive to the team or the group. So it's important that as a three, you manage your fun and camaraderie so that you're helping the team and not being fun, yes, but disruptive to team progress. So support your life path, Master 33-6, by developing your teamwork and cooperation skills. Make sure you're getting involved and not allowing camaraderie to halt progress or stop the team's engagement for effective team performance. You've got to create a stable, nurturing home as well. There's a lot to do as a Master 33-6 to maintain your own security and emotional well-being. So you're going to find it difficult as a Life Path 6 or a Master 33-6 to be able to get into a family situation and nurture a family in the first place. Sixes and 33-6s often struggle with family situations and struggle to build the family that they want or desire or need to in this world. So it can be quite a sore point for a six or a 33-6. And because they're here to nurture a family in an environment of stability and love, they're going to naturally find that a little bit more difficult. Your talent in the three energy provides you with a dynamic, changeable energy rather than a stable or consistent energy. So your talent in the three energy isn't going to help any difficulties you may have with building a family in this lifetime. I mean, it helps you in many ways having talented three, but you're going to need to put more effort into this element of your life path, because it's something that you're here to do and sometimes something that you're also going to find difficult. And it's your ability to create that tranquil, stable home, that family that you're here to create. And it is something that you're here to struggle with, so don't beat yourself up about that, because you didn't bring a particularly helpful talent, fixed talent anyway. This is, you know, the expression number is your most influential talent number, so you didn't bring with you the most influential and excellent talent number when it comes to family. So you are going to find this a bit more difficult because you're more changeable as a three. You're more, you know, you're less than stable or consistent a lot of the time, and your turbulence and dynamism and emotional turbulence will make and can make homemaking, tranquility and stability a challenging task for a 33-6 with an expression 3. So expect that to be a difficulty and don't beat yourself up about it. It's part of your purpose to get through this. So support your life path 33-6 by working towards, and you might have to put a lot of effort in, creating the stability and tranquility of a loving family home. And that'll be a loving family home that you want to create, not one that the paradigm tells you should create. Okay, that's important. You're also here to learn to be responsible and do good for those you care for. People naturally put you in positions of responsibility, and sometimes you even resent being put in that responsible position and can find being responsible to others quite difficult. And sometimes you can actually push away that responsibility, and at your worst you can be quite neglectful towards others. So you've got to learn to be more responsible to others and those around you. Now, the expression number three means that you're not big on, you don't have a huge talent for being responsible, or, you know, you can take responsibility and you will take responsibility for the consequences of your actions, but you're more interested and focused in your own creativity and action. And remember, you're very talented at being spontaneous and dynamic and sometimes acting in a way that where you don't think, and it can sometimes cause issues and make you irresponsible intentionally or unintentionally. So it's important that you manage and think before you speak, so that you're not too spontaneous, so spontaneous and unthinking that you become irresponsible. So support your Life Path Master 33-6 by being more responsible, by thinking before you act a bit more, thinking about the impact of your actions on others, and doing more to nurture and be responsible to those around you, especially your family, community, and then eventually the whole world, because you're here to nurture and inspire and teach and do good for the world. So it's a big responsibility for you to handle, and you need to embrace it in order to walk your life path. You're here to develop also, and often most importantly for a 33-6, musical or artistic creative artistry. There's no better artist than a 33 or a 3 or anyone with 3, 6 or 9 in their energy. You especially, as a 33-6 with a talent in the 3, you're all about either musical creative artistry or written word or art or sculpture or something creative, something that you create with your heart and your emotions and your passions. And you're here to use that creativity, that music, that artistry to nurture others. It can be your potential for music. You might inspire your audience through music, or you might inspire your audience through art, colour, aesthetics, through your creativity, the things you build, the things you make, the way you express yourself. It's very much about using your creative artistry to its fullest to nurture others. And boy, are you talented at doing that. You're talented in the 3 energy, and that means you're incredibly creative. You're incredibly musical. Well, whatever creative pursuit that you love and desire to go for, whether it's sport and physical activity or dance, music, artistry, sculpture, beauty, aesthetics, fashion, home design, whatever you are passionate about as a 3, music, art and colour, this can all be used to nurture others, to help you to raise the world's vibration, which is what you're here to do. So support your Life Path Master 33-6 by exploring your musical, artistic and aesthetic potential. You could create beautiful, tranquil and nurturing environments that can nurture people in a very, very big way. Now, I hope you've really enjoyed my video this time. You can request your own video if you want. You can send me a message, or you can just leave a comment on one of my videos and I will add it to my always long list of requests, but it will always get done. You could get a reading with me, or you've got to do is email and I'll talk through with you the process of the numerology reading. I also do tarot readings, and I often blend the two, because a tarot reading with elements of numerology in is often very fulfilling, or a numerology reading ending in a tarot reading is often very fulfilling. So there are many types of readings that I can do for you. You can find me on Soul Explorer Numerology on Facebook. All my packages and the things that I offer are listed there. And of course, you can go to my website, soulexplorer.net, to see what I can offer you. Or you might just want to ask me a question, or if you want to learn numerology, I have books out and I have courses on Udemy that you might want to take a look at. Or you might just want to ask me a question or request a video. Always happy to communicate with you guys. But whatever you do, you've always got to trust the intuitive voice within you. That always must come first. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other books. So remember, your life plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then remember your talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember, your motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.